This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening around the world on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervey, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And as usual, I am here live, kind of, to be the managing partner of your life. And I'm here with Carrie Kasem, my wonderful co-host. Carrie, how is it going?
It's wonderful. You know, some of my most favorite shows and some of my most favorite guests, I've named them, and there have been few. And I have one here today, and I'm so happy that we have her here. So that's all I have to say. I'm very excited.
What is that? Are you talking about me?
Yes, of course I'm talking about you.
No, you're not. Who are you talking about?
Gloria Allred.
She's one of your heroes?
No, heroines? She's one of my most favorite guests we've ever had on the show in over 3 years.
Okay, so that includes Effley Bailey.
Yes.
That includes Alan Dershowitz.
Yes.
That includes
Sidney Crawford.
Jason Patrick.
Even though I love him.
You only like the actors. Jerry Spence. That includes Erwin Chemerinsky.
Oh, way over Erwin. You know, I love Erwin. He's the nicest guy, but we do not in any way have any. I don't think there's one opinion we have that is the same. We don't.
You like the former legislator, Mike Gatto? How about Brad Sherman?
We've had him. I love Mike. But come on, Gloria Allred? It's Gloria Allred.
Okay. Boy, you're really making her head expand. But she does have a lot to say today, and we have a lot of important issues to talk about. We're talking about the lawsuit against President Trump by one of Gloria's clients, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Marine photo scandal, which, of course, Gloria is right in the middle of. And we will talk about a host of other issues that are in the forefront of the news. And Gloria is always in the forefront of the news. And I know the last time she was on our show, she said something that I've often repeated, and I really feel it's important. When I asked her, and Gloria's sitting right in front of me, so I hope she doesn't blush, but I said, when some people call you a media whore, how do you respond? And she had a brilliant answer. She said, I don't care what they call me, as long as I can give a voice to those who don't have a voice. And I think that's really important. And we thank her for that. But before we talk to Gloria, I do have a rant today. Can I do my rant?
I couldn't stop you if I tried.
I know you couldn't stop me. And I'm talking about having a voice for those who don't have a voice. And I'm going to be that voice. I'm going to take a page from Gloria's book on this. And this is about a commercial from Progressive Insurance, which is running now. And, of course, Flo is their spokesperson. Remember Flo?
Yeah, I used to watch her when she was at the Groundlings on Melrose.
Well, she got a good gig, I'll tell you, doing the Progressive Insurance commercials. So there's a commercial now, and of course they're spending a lot of money as an insurance company. They're trying to get business, and they purportedly show insurance coverage that is provided for different small business needs. And as part of the commercial, they show a guy lying on the floor, and they say he's injured on the job, and he peeks his head up and says, ouch, in kind of a sarcastic manner. And then they show Flo coming down and pulling out of her apron a new worker, saying something to the effect that workers' comp will help you pay for a replacement, as this person is sadly just thrown away like a piece of meat onto a heap of iron, like we don't care about a human being. The whole thing is tongue-in-cheek, of course. But I'm sorry, maybe I don't have a sense of humor. Do I have a sense of humor, Carrie?
You do, but not when it comes to this, because these are people that you work with every day.
For 25 years, I have been representing people who have been seriously injured on the job, or killed for that matter, discriminated against, harassed, and just abused. And then I see this commercial and I think of one of my clients. And I remember she was about to get married to this young man and she was so in love. And he was sucked into a cement block making machine, went through the machine and came out the other end as a cement block, chopped up. And I held her in my arms as she cried and cried that she had lost her fiancé in such a horrible accident at work. And I think of her when I think of this man lying there and there and Progressive Insurance making fun of it. Then, of course, the San Bernardino terrorist victims, who I represent a number of them. And just recently I had a court hearing with one of them. And she had sat at the table with 12 of the people who were killed. And by happenstance, she got a call from her sister, walked out the door, talked to her sister. The terrorist came in, shot everyone who was sitting at the table. And now they're in denying treatment to her. Is that funny, Progressive Insurance, for someone who had to witness this 26-year-old woman? Sad, sad case. And then I had a case, and I still have it actually, of a welder who's working, doing his job, working very hard, a gas leak under him, the spark from the welding machine goes to the floor, blows him up, he loses his leg, and he can't use his arm. Is that funny, Progressive Insurance? Should we just replace these people? What about their families? What about their lives? And then something that I think Gloria can really understand. Gloria Allred has been such a champion for women. I had a client who was raped at school. She was an assistant teacher who was pulled into a custodian's room by the custodian and raped, ruining so much of her life, a 25-year-old young woman. And the attorney, the defense attorney, had the nerve at the deposition to say, "You really like Hispanic men, don't you? You had a fantasy about being with a Hispanic man, didn't you?" This is awful, and the Progressive Insurance are making fun of these people. I will tell you something, that it's nothing funny about it, and I know we're going to talk to Gloria right now, and I'm sure she will share with us stories of her clients and how seriously they have been damaged by whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's abuse, whether it's any type of inappropriate activities and behavior. And I don't think this is a joke, and I don't think she think so either. She has spent her life protecting people's rights, human rights, violations of human rights. And that's what she does. Gloria Allred, welcome back to Gervie's Law.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your inviting me today.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, and I know that you probably share with me some of the outrage of things that go on in our world. And by the way, before I forget, Progressive Insurance, they need to pull that commercial. They should not be celebrating at the expense of injured workers this type of activity. And when we talk about celebration in the media, which we've seen with President Trump sometimes, of certain activities that you are protecting or you're trying to protect people's interests, let's talk about Summer Zervos. Tell us the story of how you came to represent Summer and what this lawsuit against President Trump is all about. And of course, we have to talk about whether or not the president will be involved in this while he is president.
Yes, thank you so much. I do want to say that Summer Zervos contacted me in the same way that all of the clients that I represent and have represented for more than 41 years now that I've represented. They all contact me. I don't contact them. They can, by the way, contact me. They can just go to my webpage at GloriaAllred.com and find out how to contact me and our law firm. But Summer essentially was a candidate on The Apprentice, and that's how she came to know Donald Trump at the time. But what I will say is that during the campaign for president, of course, we all heard then-candidate Trump on the Access Hollywood tapes, Billy Bush on the bus tapes,
right?
Where candidate Trump was then alleging, or this was, by the way, I imagine taped long before he became a candidate, possibly.
Well, it was.
Saying that he could kiss women essentially without their consent, And that he could grab them by their genital areas. He mentioned the P word, which I'm not going to repeat.
Right.
And that he could do those things because he's a star. Then in the campaign debate, which followed the broadcast, he was asked by Anderson Cooper, had he actually done those things that he was heard to say that he had done on the Access Hollywood tape. He said that it was just locker room talk, that, in fact, essentially he was denying that he had done what he was heard to say on that tape. It was after that that women began to come forward, first to the New York Times and then also to me, alleging that, in fact, Mr. Trump had indeed done some of what he was heard to say on the tape. And we began to have news conferences with some of those women because they felt that what they said was their truth should be known. And one of those women was, they're very brave, Summer Zervos. After she and others began to, you know, do news conferences with me and have their voice, Mr. Trump at one point said that they were all liars, that what they said was fabrication and fiction, and that he would sue them after the election. He said some other specific facts, or what he alleged were facts, about my client, which will be part of the subject of the lawsuit. So in any event, after the election, he did not sue any of the women who had accused him of sexual misconduct against them. And I called on him to retract what he said. And about the women calling them liars, and to withdraw his threat to sue them. He did not withdraw or retract, and therefore on January 17th, 3 days before the inauguration, I filed a defamation lawsuit against him on behalf of Summer Zervos against soon-to-be President Trump. And we are litigating that. That case is in New York. Actually, I just came from New York a matter of hours ago.
Wow, you look great after that.
Thank you. Thank you. And so we had, and we are very vigorously litigating that case. A hearing was set for a few weeks from now on May 17th because Mr. Trump, through his attorneys, was basically alleging that he wanted to argue legal immunity, that he's immune from suit because he's president. And then after that's decided by the court, he'll go up on appeal. And then at a later point, he would argue a motion to dismiss.
All right. Well,
we have no interest in delay. And so I'll tell you after
you take a break.
I'll tell you after that what happened and why this hearing will no longer go forward.
All right. So we need to take a break now, but it's really important to hear what Gloria has to say about whether this case is going to move forward or not. We have to talk about the Paula Jones case going back in history to see any differences
exactly.
That may exist between the two situations. You're listening to Gervais Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. K-A-B-C.
It was the day before Mother's Day, and R.C. stood at her sink, plunging away at a stubborn clog.
I deserve better than this. It's Mother's Day Eve. I'm going to find a plumber to plunge my clog.
So she called one, then another, but neither could unclog her until Monday. She was about to give up when she remembered hearing a radio ad.
I'm Mike Diamond. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99, or your house call is free.
She dialed the Smell Good Plumbers and was scheduled for the next day.
Better than Monday,
she mumbled as she hung up the phone. Then something happened that she'll remember forever.
My Smell Good Plumber called and said he'd be here in 35 minutes instead of the next day.
As you might expect, he showed up on time, smelled good, ran his cable, and unclogged RC's drain.
The service was great,
RC exclaimed. Read RC's comments and more at MikeDiamond.com. Contract license number 399170. On the phone at 1-800-446-MIKE.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll find out if you survived Cinco de Mayo.
In the frozen tundra.
I think you've had enough.
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, we are back. This is Gervie's Law. I'm here, Alan Gervie with Carrie Kasem, and we are talking to Gloria Allred. Before the break, we were talking about the Summer Zervos lawsuit against President Trump. And I know, Gloria, you want to talk about the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution and whether or not the president is immune from a lawsuit and whether it's a state or federal lawsuit and how that applies. Because I did mention before the break Paula Jones, who yes. sued President Clinton.
Yes.
So how is this going to unfold in this lawsuit, who, of course, Summer Zervos, you're representing her.
Yes, and this is the only lawsuit by any of the accusers, the many accusers, who accused Donald Trump of sexual misconduct towards them. That's why I call her very brave and courageous, and she is. We were not going to tolerate a delay in this lawsuit. We want to move forward. By the way, we would ultimately, what we'd like is for President Trump
yeah.
To have to appear at a deposition to give his testimony under oath and to answer our questions, of which we have many. Of course, we would expect him, as we would expect anyone, to testify truthfully under oath. But if he chose not to testify truthfully and knew that he was providing a material fact that was false, that would be perjury. And, of course, that would be a high crime and misdemeanor
sure.
for which he could be impeached
yeah.
In the same way that President Clinton was impeached
right.
Allegedly for not testifying truthfully under oath, for committing perjury. And so I would look forward to that day. I don't think that President Trump is looking forward to the day.
No,
he has to sit with me and answer questions under oath. So it will not surprise me if they do everything possible to delay. But back to your original question
right.
about Paula Jones, let me say, after we filed a very, very strong brief with, we thought, excellent points in it last week. And then the opposition, Mr. Trump's attorneys, President Trump, had to file their response. Then the defense decided they'll just withdraw and not do that and concede to our point that they're going to have a hearing wherein they argue both their legal immunity argument as to why we should not be permitted to go forward and also motion to dismiss. So that was good. That was, a victory as far as we're concerned
sure,
because they
sure.
conceded to our point. But let's get right to the Paula Jones issue. In the case, President Trump will be arguing that because he's president of the United States, he has legal immunity from suit. But in the case of Paula Jones versus President Clinton, that issue was decided by the United States Supreme Court, where President Clinton was saying, legal immunity, I'm president yeah. of the United States. And that was the suit alleging that he had sexually harassed Paula Jones when he was governor of Arkansas. She was an employee of the state of Arkansas. The Supreme Court said no man is above the law, including the president of the United States. And there is no immunity for a president from suit unless it's for official conduct. Well, the conduct we're alleging is defamatory conduct. That conduct, if proven, was committed prior to his actually becoming president of the United States. And there's no way that was an official act. He was not president.
right?
When he allegedly defamed our client. So we think we have a strong argument as to why he should not have legal immunity from our suit. Now, later, he will also file a motion to dismiss. We haven't seen it yet, so we don't know what the contents will be. But we think that it may be that he'll argue that because we filed this and are litigating in state court, that somehow the legal immunity argument decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest federal court, does not apply. We will be responding to that. He may also want to argue that somehow that what he said was not defamatory as a matter of law. We, of course, will argue that it is. Just a little background to tell you that my firm, along with my co-counsel firm in New York, we have won a case at the highest court in New York State. That's called the New York Court of Appeals.
Right.
In our state, it would be called the Supreme Court. We won a case a few years ago, which was a very significant legal ruling on defamation. So we do feel that we have background on what defamation is in the state of New York, and we do think that we have a very strong argument to present. So this is very interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, look, this case, Gloria, is the mirror image of the case against President Clinton, and that it's a very serious threat. In fact, I just read an article somebody sent me where a historian who predicted that actually Trump would become president now predicted that my case, our case,
right,
might be possibly a case that could lead to his impeachment
downfall.
And is a threat to him. And we think so. Now, if in fact he did commit perjury in the deposition with us, again, I'm not suggesting he will. We can all look at his record for truthfulness and then decide, make your best guess as to whether it would be truthful or not. But if he did, then the question is, would a Republican Congress be interested in impeaching a Republican president the same way they were interested in impeaching a Democratic president, President Clinton? So we'll look forward to their decision.
And Gloria, I have to ask you. So let's say he does get in there and he's like, you know what? I may have done something that could have been wrong or she could have seen as wrong. Here's my apology. You know, now does he get like a slap on the hand? He has to pay a fine and then there's no impeachment?
Okay, well, that's really interesting. In other words, what would it take to settle this case, if anything? And we've announced that in advance, which ordinarily we would not do.
Sure.
We have said, even though we have now proceeded to file a lawsuit against you, President Trump, even now, if you retract what you said about Summer Zervos and the other accusers,
right,
if you decide, okay, I'm going to acknowledge that what she alleged was true and was not a lie, then we will dismiss the case. We will not ask for any damages. We will not ask for any attorney's fees. Of course, if he does not retract, then we will be proceeding with this lawsuit and we will seek all remedies possible.
I read that and I thought, wow, so apology will suffice. And
no, it's not an apology.
So it's not,
it's
just taking back what he said.
It's not an apology. I'm not looking for apology.
No.
You want the admission.
I want him to retract, and if he decides to acknowledge that what Summer Zervos and the other accusers have said is true, then that will be sufficient.
There's a big difference when you talk about an apology. A lot of people don't know what you're apologizing for.
And I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in what we call politician speak.
No.
Yeah.
No, I want a specific acknowledgement, and there are many specifics in what Summer Zervo said. And by the way, anyone who would like to know more about what we allege in the lawsuit, it's online. They go to my webpage, GloriaAllred.com, click on videos and statements, and they can find the video of our news conference from January, copy the lawsuit, and it's all there, a number of specifics. And why we allege that what he said was defamation, what led to this.
And I have read that. It's worth going to. If you want to read about it, it's interesting, and it may turn your stomach a little bit. But for a minute or two, we just want to finish up on this subject. What is your best hypothesis of what will happen? I know you can't be a soothsayer. We don't know what the courts are going to rule. But what is your best guess?
Yeah, I can't predict, but I will say this. My best guess about when the hearing is going to be is most likely September, because we now have a briefing schedule And we believe the court will give us a date likely in September for a hearing on all of those arguments. And that's going to be a very big hearing, a very important hearing. And we're looking forward to that because this is a priority for us. I mean, I'm doing a lot of other lawsuits as well, of course, for typical people.
But Gloria,
who have been the victims of injustice. But this is a big one.
As we both know, it really matters. And we're finding out more and more what the makeup of the justices are, the judge is, when we're looking at these quote-unquote political issues. What have you discovered for this case in terms of what the leanings might be for those who will be deciding ultimately the issue?
Well, we have now a woman judge. The first judge, it was a male judge, and he recused himself, did not state the reason why, doesn't have to under New York law, but he did. And now we have Judge Jennifer Schechter. And, you know, we'll have to see. I know she has some experience with defamation cases. She's written an article about defamation, not this case, but just, you know, about defamation.
Who appointed her?
I don't know. I haven't actually researched that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that we're looking forward to having a fair hearing right there in New York City.
You know, as a lawyer, that's what we have to do. We do what we can to protect our clients' interests. We can't really worry about the judge's leanings. Yes, it may come up later, but I think you've got the approach. Here it is. We're just going to present the facts as they are, and we hope for justice.
That's
what I do as a lawyer, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and this is really a David versus Goliath case, or as I like to say, DeVita versus Goliath. It is, and he's put, you know, one of his longtime toughest attorneys up against us because I think he understands this is a big threat to him.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of attorneys handling a lot of the zillion, 60, 75 cases that have been filed against him, I think even just since January, a time of inauguration. But he's put the top person on this as far as he's concerned.
On the Summer Zervos case.
But again, yes, on this case. And you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
We're usually up against the top firms, and we have won many cases, as we did in the New York Court of Appeals on a defamation case. So, we're strong, and we're going to just fight the good fight for as long as it takes to win justice.
It should be an interesting summer, no pun intended. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gloria about the Marine photo scandal with her. We're talking about her clients.
Naked photo scandal.
Naked, of course. We can't forget that Erica Buttner and Marissa Wojtek are her clients. We're going to talk about that after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-461-2525. That's 1-800-461-2525. 1-800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855
855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Celebrating 50 years of Kings hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, and we are back. I'm Alan Gervey. I am here with Carrie Kasem, and we're talking to Gloria Allred. Before the break, we were talking about the lawsuit that has been filed by Summer Zervos, who is the client of Gloria Allred, against President Trump for defamation and stating false information. Excuse me. Boy, I get choked up about this. And, you know, if you're choked up about it, you can go to GloriaAllred.com and actually donate to the cause for the lawsuit against President Trump, if you're so inclined. You know, I know that Gloria doesn't often do this. Probably she's never done it before
with her clients. Right.
But this is something that has an interest with a lot of people, maybe 50% of the population or more, depending on how you voted or how you consider the first 100 days or plus of the president. But if this is something that is important to you, and here at Gervey's Law, we are not taking one side or the other, but you can go to GloriaAllred.com and you can donate to the lawsuit against President Trump.
There's a link there.
There's a link.
And keep in mind that President Trump has a lot of billionaires on his side and Summer Zervos does not.
Yeah, we would imagine that to be the case. We want to shift gears really quickly and talk about the Marine nude photo scandal. Now, Gloria, you're representing Erica Butner and Marissa Wojtek. I think one is a former Marine,
Erica Butner is a former Marine. She served our country for more than 4 years as a United States Marine, including went abroad for our country.
Yeah.
But in addition, we represent Lance Corporal, Marine Marissa Wojtek, who is still active duty Marine. And both came to me because they were very concerned about the United States Marines and the Marines United naked photo scandal. And essentially what happened there was that there was a private webpage called Marines United. Mm-hmm. And on that page, which was accessible, by the way, only to male United States Marines
really?
Or former United States Marines.
I didn't know that. It's only males?
Yeah, who could access the page. And then many Marines posted photos there, naked photos of female United States Marines or former Marines, or semi-naked or even fully clothed photos. Now, there were many motives as to why they posted those photos, which were posted without the knowledge and consent of the female who was photographed.
Right.
In some cases, we understand that some of the Marines who posted those photos, or former Marines, did so because they had been in a relationship, an intimate relationship with the female, had requested perhaps that a photo be sent to them. And it was only for their personal viewing. And then the relationship may have broken up. The relationship, which was one of intimate partner, either she was his wife or, you know, girlfriend or whatever she was.
Right.
And as a matter of revenge, you've all heard of revenge porn.
Yes, we have.
But as a matter of revenge, although that would not necessarily pornographic naked photos, that individual then perhaps posted the photo on that webpage, which could then be viewed by people all over the world. And that, of course, was very upsetting. And even more upsetting in some cases than the posting of the photo were the comments that were made in reference to the posted photo. For example, some comments said that they wanted to rape or sexually assault the female in the photo.
Have you actually seen these pages?
I have seen what I, you know, specific parts of what I need to see. Screenshots, for example.
Yeah.
And I've seen posts.
Yeah.
And in addition to extremely obscene language that is not anything close to what I could say on the radio, the most crude, vulgar, threatening, disgusting language I have ever seen about what Some of those viewing the photos said they would like to do to the female Marines. Some also said they would like them to be killed in friendly fire. Now, this is very, very upsetting. And in addition, after that page was, you know, talked about, and I think it existed for a couple of years before anybody really knew anything about it or knew about it, and then some of those photos migrated to other pages after that was closed. And then also to women in other branches of the armed services. And in some of the other postings, their personal information was posted without their knowledge and consent. For example, how to contact them, email, telephone number, where they were stationed serving their country. And so this led to the possibility of potential sexual predators contacting these brave women who are serving our country. Can you imagine the effect on their morale?
Yeah.
Could lead to possible blackmail. There's been an article that said some of these photos could have been sold in the criminal marketplace in Russia. So now there's a Russian connection. This is just outrageous. Bottom line is, I'm there with these courageous Marines. I have asked for the Marine Commandant to listen to the victims and hear from them, to meet with them about what their ideas are to promote more respect for women who are Marines. And also, I have written to the chair of the House Armed Services Committee saying, look, you've had a hearing where you heard from Marine Commandant Neller. Same also the Senate Armed Services Committee. I just sent him, that chair, Senator McCain, a letter the other day. About 2 days ago, asking for a hearing. You've heard from the Marine Commandant. Why are you not willing to hear from the victims about what they've suffered and their ideas to prevent this from happening in the future? Our female Marines deserve respect, and they are sacrificing for our country. They're putting themselves in harm's way. But this is not a harm that they should have to tolerate. This is an unnecessary harm. And you know, Erica Butner testified. We went to Washington. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
Once with them to testify with Erica and Marissa. And, you know, Erica was saying when she was in boot camp, she was told, you female Marines, here are three words you can choose from. You're going to have to choose which one of these three you want to be called. A whore, a lesbian, or a bitch. Wow. Now, this is not acceptable conduct.
Awful. And
that is something
I know
else.
I know it was either Eric or Marissa that went to, I don't think it was NCIS. It was maybe somebody in the Marines that said, well, you know, it's basically your fault or these women's fault because they took the picture. And I would never take a picture like that. So it's kind of their fault.
Well,
what do you say to that?
Again, I say stop blaming the victim. By the way, neither of them allege that their photos were naked photos. But still, the comments posted are just outrageous. And and there have been naked photos of others posted. This should not happen to anyone else.
Asking if they want to have sex with them, too. That's the one thing. They'll put up a photo and say, would you do this woman? And then the photos of yes or no and why.
Smash your pass.
Comments.
Yeah, they call it smash your pass.
Right.
And I mean,
oh,
really, you know, we want women Marines are a minority within the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And I would like them to be integrated in each and every aspect of the United States Marines, which they're not yet. They're segregated, for example, in boot camp. But we'll go past all that. There's so much more to be done. We were there at a news conference in Washington with Jackie Speier, member of Congress, wonderful member of Congress. She's introduced a bill to criminalize the publication of this type of photo. And we're looking forward to testifying at a hearing on that. No date has yet been set. But we're doing all of this because we care about our armed services. We don't want them to be exposed to blackmail, over these photos. And we don't want these women to have to suffer. And there is something more, a lot of somethings more, that the Marine Corps can do. And we need our Congress to get involved. We don't want just a PR spin on this whole thing.
Gloria,
let
me ask you this.
We want action and we want change.
And it makes sense. However, I have to be the devil advocate here and say, what about First Amendment rights? What about people who say if we start policing our social media, what goes up, we are really undermining the rights of individuals to post what they want to post?
Okay, well, let me just say, even if we didn't have a law, we think that this is antithetical to good order and discipline within the United States Marine Corps. It's a stain on the excellent reputation of the Marine Corps, which so many people have fought and died to maintain respect
right.
for the United States Marines. And, you know, we cannot have this. So, you know, whether or not there's a law, I think the Marines can, you know, can discipline in appropriate cases. Is NCIS doing what they should do in a timely manner? And are they conducting full and fair and speedy investigations? This is something we would like to testify about, and more soon, more to be continued. And, you know, other women Marines are contacting me, or former Marines.
Yeah.
And we'll see if more go public in the future.
So this is not necessarily a lawsuit against the Marines, against the U.S. government.
This is not a lawsuit against the Marines.
It is an advocacy for decency.
This is an effort, yeah, well, not even decency, not to post.
Exploit
photos of female United States Marines or male United States Marines. It so happens that most of these victims are female. Without their knowledge and without their consent. It wasn't meant for public distribution.
Right.
So, again,
and this is you putting pressure on these organizations, the legislators, and, of
right.
course, the government and the services. Not necessarily what people misunderstand. You're not necessarily going out to try and sue someone or money.
There's no plan by Lance Corporal Marissa Wycheck or former Marine Erica Butner to file a lawsuit. But we do want protection for United States Marines.
Just to close it out, because I know we got to go to break soon, but the Marines and our armed forces should be held to a higher ethics standard. It's not just what you post, because people can post whatever. You can. There is a First Amendment right. But when you are in the Marines, when you are in the armed forces, you should be held to a higher ethics standard.
Yes, and I want to say one last thing, which is the letter that I got, which I did distribute last week at my press conference
right.
in San Diego, from chairperson of the House Armed Services Committee, Mac Thornberry, Congressman Thornberry, essentially said, okay, well, we will, I'm paraphrasing, but it's close, we will allow victims of this Marines United scandal to testify after NCIS has committed, you know, finished their investigation and after they've been prosecuted after when it's all concluded. Well, I say that's wrong. They should not just be doing the success stories, of which, by the way, there are very few. They should also hear from the victims where their case has not been properly investigated, not led to a conclusion of a prosecution. What's going on? The public has a right to know. It's about transparency. Why are they trying to silence those victims where nothing much has happened? In terms of a prosecution, and why the only way we're going to be able to get real change is if we know the truth about what's really going on in our government.
Exactly. And we will stay tuned on this one because it's not over until it's over.
And it's not over yet.
And we have to take a break. And our show isn't over because when we come back, we're going to talk to Gloria Allred about the Cosby lawsuits. And we're going to get an update on the Cosby situation. So stay tuned. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC. Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
Wake up! With Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Can't make this up. I'm not making this up. Apparently, a herd of wild boars ran over a position held by ISIS terrorists and killed them.
Yes!
Couldn't make that up, could you?
Wild boar?
Yeah, this is USA Today reporting this.
Awesome.
By the way, I'd like to point out that the reporter's name is John Bacon. I just noticed this.
Delicious.
John Bacon wrote the piece that wild boars ran over and killed the ISIS warriors.
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, we're back. This is Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. We're talking about Gloria Allred, and we're going to shift gears because this is an important subject, and we don't have that much time left, but we do want to hear from Gloria an update on the Bill Cosby situation. It seems to have been going on forever and ever. I know that at some point, not too long ago, you were actually asked to stay out of a Cosby show in Atlanta, which you claimed was a violation of your constitutional rights to go see him perform.
Right. And actually, I was informed that if I tried to go in, I would be subject to arrest, even though I had a ticket. There was a valid ticket. But in any event, I was successful with the lawsuit that I filed against the Cobb Energy Center in Georgia. And as a result, they had to enter into essentially a consent order. And that they cannot allow any performers in the future to decide who can or cannot go into their concert if that individual had a valid ticket and did not threaten to disrupt. I did have a valid ticket. I did not threaten to disrupt. So I should not have been barred, excluded from entering the theater, nor should the others who were with me, who were Cosby protesters, who also had tickets. They should not have been barred either. So that was a great win, and we were very happy about that.
Now, on to the Cosby case.
That was an actual lawsuit we filed. Yeah. I filed. So in any event, the criminal case against Bill Cosby, People versus Cosby, the trial will begin on June 5th. Jurors will be selected on May 22nd from a large pool.
Where?
The trial will take place in Norristown, Pennsylvania, which is near Philadelphia. My hometown.
Right.
Bill Cosby and I are both from Philadelphia.
Very different careers.
Very different. But in any event, I'll tell you more about that another time. There have been some very interesting issues that have been litigated prior to trial. For example, could any of the other more than 50 accusers of Mr. Cosby would any of them be permitted to testify? The prosecution named 13 that they would like to have called in their case. And, of course, Mr. Cosby's defense attorney said no other accuser should be permitted to call, only Andre Constant, who is the alleged victim in the prosecution's case, who I do not represent her. Ultimately, the court decided that one prior bad act accuser is what we call them, prior bad acts prior to what happened to Andrea or what she alleges happened.
Only one?
Only one.
Why?
However, of all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I happen to represent that one. other witness.
But how did they just choose your client?
Well, the court did not state in its order as to why it decided one could testify, or only one, however you want to put it, or the reason that the others couldn't. But that's where it's going to be. And so that's going to be extremely important, what this other accuser testifies to. So stay tuned. In addition, the defense tried to keep out, exclude testimony of Mr. Cosby from the deposition he gave in the civil case that Andrea Constant filed against him, wherein he admitted providing quaaludes to women to have sex. Of course, he did not state whether or not those to whom he provided those pills or drugs
right.
knew and agreed to take the quaaludes.
But Andrea said she didn't know anything about it.
Or if they did, whether they had agreed that they could have sex after taking the quaaludes. So that's in, okay? His admission that he provided quaaludes to women with the intent to have sex, that part is in. And there are a lot of other issues also. So this is going to be interesting. Now, will he take the witness stand or not? Will he testify under oath? I doubt it. He could, of course, if he wishes. However, his interview with the police that he gave will come in. And it's going to be interesting to see what else comes in. This is going to be a 2-week trial.
Are you going to be there?
We'll have to wait and see.
What about your client? She's going to testify.
My client will testify if she is called.
Have you prepared her?
I will not state whether I've prepared her or not. But, this is not going to be easy. But because they will do everything they can to try to discredit her and destroy her. But I have confidence that she is going to do her very, very best and that she's up to it. So we'll see. I know that Mr. Cosby and his entourage or some of his supporters are starting to do interviews, trying to create, in the court of public opinion, a PR campaign that is going to be supportive of him.
But
I hope that the jurors will only decide the case based on the evidence of the courtroom. I also have a civil lawsuit pending against him on behalf of Judy Huth, who alleges she was 15 years old mm-hmm. when she became the victim of sexual misconduct against him at the Playboy Mansion. Mr. Cosby's attorneys are vigorously litigating against us in that case. Our case is still pending. The court has indicated that we can get a trial date as soon as the criminal case is concluded. That's when the court will, and we have a date in June after the criminal case is concluded for the trial. That's when we'll get a date for that trial. So stay tuned. Lots of happening on Bill Cosby's.
Don't you think this could backfire on him? The entourage, I can't wait to get back on stage again. This has been such a hassle in my life.
I'm going blind.
I guarantee you when this is over, his sight's coming back. I guarantee.
Well, if he said he can't wait to get back on stage, I wonder if he can't wait to get on the witness stand as well at the criminal case. Somehow I doubt it. But we'll have to wait and see whether he wants to testify under oath. The fact that he is visually impaired, if in fact he is, and I'm not going to comment on what I believe. We did take his deposition in our civil case. We're the only ones in all the cases filed against him been able to take his deposition.
Could he see you?
But I have there's a protective order on his deposition. Yeah. Therefore, I cannot say what he said, except that we then asked him to be compelled to appear for a second deposition. The court agreed with us, even though they fought against it. And that second deposition will take place after the criminal trial.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. Wow. You're going to have to keep us updated on the Cosby situation. That's coming up soon.
Very soon.
Hopefully, that'll provide some resolution to anything that will take place after that. Because
the result will be important.
It will. It will be for everything.
And by the way, my client's African-American, so I hope no one is going to try to suggest that this is some kind of racial issue, because it's not. It's an issue of gender. And whether or not he provided drugs to these two women without their knowledge and consent, or if they did, whether it incapacitated them, and whether he then committed sexual acts on them when they couldn't say consent or not consent because they were under the influence of a drug.
Gloria Allred, as always, thank you for being with us here on Gervie's Law. We really enjoy hearing about these issues. And, of course, they're very important. Always something interesting and compelling to talk about with Gloria Allred. Thanks again. Carrie, great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Wow, what a show.
I know.
I need to take a nap now. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. We'll see you next week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. Say what?